Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
If you're an Illinois resident, you will instantly recognize the voice of former Governor Pat Quinn, who's an old friend of mine, I must say, because Governor Quinn, when you were governor, you did above and beyond. So we're not here to talk about pets. Having said that, I'm still Steve Dale, and I will say what I've told you many, many times. Thank you very much for understanding, in a way most public officials don't, the importance of the human-animal bond and taking action to make a difference when you were governor in a lot of ways, but including for families with pets. So thank you.
Well, thanks a million, Steve. It's good to talk to you. And we had a very vigorous effort to help all of our living creatures. When I was governor, I had a dog at the time named Bailey, and I used to take him once in a while to bill signings where it involved the animal welfare. And Bailey was very helpful at pointing me in the right direction.
And you did bill signing after bill signing after bill signing, some of which I was involved in, of course. So thank you. Thank you. But I don't want to ever see dogs or cats filing an income tax of any kind. I don't think that will happen. But what has happened, if you live in Chicago, you well know, property taxes on their way up. Are people leaving the city, and for that matter, the state of Illinois, do you think? Because, in fact, I'll tell you the truth, Governor, we had dinner just a couple of nights ago with some cousins that moved to Virginia. They did for a variety of different reasons, but one is they're celebrating the taxes apparently are less over there. Is this a problem for the state?
Well, there's no doubt about it. Illinois has the second highest property taxes in the country, Steve. Only New Jersey has higher property taxes, and I don't think we want to be like New Jersey. But for years and years, our state has had a growing property tax burden, and we finally have something to do about getting reform, because on the ballot this November is the Illinois Property Tax Relief Amendment. It's put on the ballot so people can vote and send a clear message that we need to get property tax relief. It calls for a 3% surcharge only on millionaires and using that money to give annual property tax relief to the homeowners of Illinois. We've got over 3 million households in our state, not only in Chicago, but suburban and downstate. This is on the ballot in the whole state of Illinois, every precinct. And by voting yes in favor of the property tax relief amendment, it's a really important step to getting reform.
Do you think some people don't vote for these propositions, just ignore them because they don't know what they're about, haven't heard about it in advance, don't want to read all the fine print when they're in the voting mm-hmm. booth? Do you think that some people who would otherwise say, yeah, of course, this makes perfect sense, just won't check that yes because of what I just said?
Well, it's part of a campaign in favor and getting yes votes for the property tax relief amendment. I've been all over our state, in downstate, in the suburban area. I was in Berwyn last night, as a matter of fact, and also in Chicago. And wherever you go, everyday people, who many of whom live from paycheck to paycheck, are really getting walloped and hammered by the property tax bill that they receive. It keeps going up, and it's a mysterious and bewildering system. The Illinois property tax is very complicated. It's not based on ability to pay. And what we have to do is use the power of referendum. And, you know, we want to get people to look for that referendum on the ballot. It's going to be right next to where you vote for president, right on the front of the ballot. So it's a real good opportunity for literally millions of voters in Illinois to, vote in favor of something that's long overdue, property tax relief for homeowners in our state.
Now, this is a referendum, which means this is not, okay, if it goes through, and my gosh, I would think most people would want this, but then the public officials still, this is not a done deal just because millions of people say yes, or is it? Do public officials then say, oh, everybody wants this, this has got to happen? To me, that's probably not going to be that simple, is it? Or am I wrong?
Well, this is called an advisory referendum, and Illinois has had that since 1901. It allows all the voters to use the power of referendum to tell their legislators what to do. And I've used this in the past. 40 years ago, I had a referendum that I organized for the Citizen Utility Board. That's Illinois' largest consumer group today. But what we did back then is we put an idea of having a consumer group to represent everyday people against the big utilities, put that idea on the ballot. And frankly, the utility companies, ComEd and Peoples Gas and Nicor and AT&T, they didn't like this at all. They didn't want a consumer group. But the people did. People voted overwhelmingly for the Citizen Utility Board, and that's why we got it 40 years later. It's the strongest group we have to fight the big utilities. So we're doing the same thing this time on the issue of property tax relief. We've got to get a big vote at the election on the referendum, and that's the best way to get the legislature to take notice. Politicians file the election returns. No matter what party they belong to, they understand votes at the ballot box, and getting votes for the property tax relief amendment is the very best way to go to get this into reality.
All right. Now, Brandon Johnson, Chicago's mayor, has just said, okay, we're going to, despite what I said when I ran for office, we're going to have to raise, and it's not a done deal. I mean, the alders have to agree at some point in time in majority. But have you talked to him about this? Because he is, in theory, all about exactly everything that you are talking about in this referendum.
No, I've been disappointed in Brandon Johnson. I know him. I don't have anything against him personally. But I think he's on the wrong track. Raising property taxes is really not a fair way to go. We mentioned a moment ago that it's not a tax that's based on ability to pay. And there's a principle as old as the Bible. The taxes, nobody likes them, but they ought to be based on fairness and on the ability to pay. And so what we're proposing with the Illinois Property Tax Relief Amendment is a constitutional amendment that would guarantee every year property tax refunds and rebates to the voters of Illinois, the homeowners of our state, millions of them, over 3 million, who have been really hit very hard, their family budget. You know, for most people, their number one investment in life is buying a house. That's true for me. Mm-hmm. I've been in the same house for 41 years. But nobody likes being taxed out of that house. And unfortunately, in Illinois, that's what's happened with the property tax system. It's overloaded. And what we have to do is, by referendum, wake up the mayor of Chicago and other elected officials that this is a serious issue. We need reform. That means relief. That means rebates, refunds for taxpayers so they're not paying so much in their property tax bill.
All right. Well, don't be offended by this, but you sound like a politician when you say these things. And I mean that in a good way, but why you're not in office now? Why is Pat Quinn so concerned and passionate about this issue? Does this mean you're going to be running for something soon, or is this – you tell me.
Well, I've run for office before. I was the elected commissioner of the Board of Property Tax Appeals in 1982. That's the first time I ran for office. I got elected. And I heard the appeals of homeowners and all property owners on their assessment, 150,000 cases in 4 years. And from that moment on, I've learned firsthand how serious this problem is. And I've worked over the last 40-plus years trying to get property tax relief and reform. But for the first time ever in Illinois history, there's actually a measure on the ballot that calls for a specific property tax relief amendment. And that's why I'm working for this. I've been state treasurer. I was elected lieutenant governor. I was governor for 6 years. These are all great honors and a privilege to serve. But everybody has, in my opinion, in America, every volunteer should always step forward. If they think they have an idea, they can make our society better. And so I believe in that. A friend of mine once told me, you'll be in a nursing home someday passing petitions for a referendum. And I'll tell you, that's probably true.
That's the Pat Quinn I know. Sir, thank you very much for everything you continue to do. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
All right. Thanks a million, Steve. Keep up the good work and take good care of all of our living creatures.
I will try. Thank you, sir.